Acknowledgement. Dalrock, without your dedication to your work, this book would not have been possible. It's really that simple. The value your essays and observations have had in this sphere over the years is so great, I doubt those who will come after us will ever fully appreciate them. So, I acknowledge them now. Your blog and the community it spawned was the golden era of debate for the red pill and religion. I value our friendship more than you know. Rule Zero, Richard Cooper, Rian Stone, Troy Francis, Carl and John MLD, thank you for having my back when there are a lot of knives hanging out of it. It's an honor to call you brothers and friends. Your support and collaboration kept me going during some pretty grim events that occurred while writing this book. Thank you for building something better with me. Craig, Abu American, and Rabbi Kaba, ask a Jew, ask a Muslim. You guys were an invaluable wealth of knowledge during this endeavor. Thank you for your input and feedback on your respective religions over the years. It really helped to solidify the core concepts in this book. Pat Campbell, thank you for sharing your wisdom and giving me the opportunity to interact with people I would have never had the opportunity to meet otherwise. It was because of you I kept going with this project when I thought I'd run out of gas. You truly are a great soul, and I'm honored to be your friend. I'm glad we did what we did. I'm better for it. Sam Botta, thank you for all of the support, insight, and dedication you've put into this work and all my endeavors. You've been the voice of the rational male and the best evangelist I could hope to have. I am the messenger. Carolyn May Miller, September 2nd, 1939 to December 3rd, 2020. During the 3 years of writing and compiling this book, I supported my mother as best I could, both at her home and in assisted living. Mama Tomasi passed away just weeks before this book was to publish. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, I spent most of 2020 talking to her from behind a screen, sitting outside her window. I was prevented from being with her in the last days. She was a constant source of love and support for me throughout my life. In her own silly ways, she made me think about things differently. She taught me things without actually teaching them. I love you, Mom. And to all my dedicated readers, listeners, and viewers, thank you. Most of it's been you guys who've been helping me with the constant support, ideas, insight, and debate. The emails, the Twitter banter, the news stories, YouTube comments, and the rational male commentariat. It's your input and constant influence that makes any of this possible. Now do me a solid. Pass this book along to someone who needs it. All of my books are meant to be shared and discussed. The only way to test the strength of an idea is in the crucible of open debate. That requires interaction on your part. Share this with a friend.